USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The United States is waiving visitor visa requirements for some Israelis. The Israeli embassy in Washington made the announcement yesterday and said Israel was now a part of the U.S. visa waiver program. Israelis can now apply for the program through the U.S. Customs and Border Protection mobile app. The move comes as the war rages between Israeli forces and the terrorist organization Hamas. President Biden is calling on American citizens to financially support the wars in Israel and Ukraine. During a primetime address last night, Biden says supporting the two nations is key to our national security. He says that America's leadership is what holds the world together, adding that both Hamas and Putin represent different threats but want to annihilate a neighboring democracy.
I'm going to send to Congress an urgent budget request to fund America's national security needs, to support our critical partners, including Israel and Ukraine. Is a smart investment that's going to pay dividends for American security for generations. Help us keep American troops out of harm's way. Help us build a world that is safer, more peaceful, more prosperous for our children and grandchildren.
Biden will request $100 billion, with a B, in aid for Israel and Ukraine from Congress today. Ohio Congressman Jim Jordan will hold a press conference this morning at the U.S. Capitol. Republicans have been meeting behind closed doors, trying to find a path forward to elect a new leader of the House, but have so far come up short. Jordan has vowed to stay in the race. The House is unable to move any legislation until a speaker is elected. The Wall Street Journal is reporting Pfizer is raising the cost of its COVID-19 medication, Paxlovid, by more than double what it was. The drug maker is changing the list price of the drug before insurance to nearly $1,400 for a five-day treatment. USA News.
Omaha Steaks is rewriting the book on burgers with an all-new handmade texture for the juiciest home-style burgers you've ever tasted. Their pure-ground burgers are made from single cuts of real, aged Omaha steaks. These are truly steaks on a bun. Filet mignon, ribeye, New York strip, sirloin, and even brisket burgers. Now is the time to experience the exclusive Burger Perfection Flight for just $79.99. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout to get an extra $20 off your order plus free shipping. You'll get four of each pure ground burger so you can sample all the steak on a bun greatness. These burgers are crafted for a juicier, more tender experience, making your mouth water with every single bite. Don't wait. Go to omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $20 off the Burger Perfection Flight and discover your new burger obsession. Minimum order may be required.
Some of Hollywood movies' top earners are offering financial help to end the SAG-AFTRA strike. George Clooney, Ben Affleck, and Scarlett Johansson are proposing to give $150 million in dues over 3 years to help fund areas of the union that make much less money. Clooney told the website Deadline that a lot of the top earners want to be a part of the solution. Fran Drescher, president of the Screen Actors Guild, says George Clooney's proposal to lift SAG-AFTRA dues wouldn't be legal. The arraignment for Dwayne Davis, the suspect linked to the killing of rapper Tupac Shakur, has been postponed once again.
Davis made an appearance in a Las Vegas courtroom Thursday after his initial arraignment was rescheduled. However, the attorney Davis retained to represent him informed the judge that he required an additional 2 weeks to determine if he would officially take on the case. The 60-year-old is charged with orchestrating the drive-by shooting that claimed Tupac's life and injured record producer Suge Knight. Prosecutors allege that Davis orchestrated that attack in retaliation for an assault on his nephew just hours before. Aside from Davis, Knight is the sole surviving eyewitness from that night 27 years ago. Davis is set to return to court in 2 weeks and is expected to plead not guilty. In Las Vegas, I'm John Schaefer.
The conflict between Israel and Hamas has now claimed 32 American lives, with 11 missing. Lance Pry, USA News.
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.